Hello, and welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. It's another yoga night for Barb, so here I am talking to myself. I'm going to talk about a couple things today and then read off the books that I read in May of 2017. So, a couple of topics. I finally got caught up to the point of Crisis on Earth X with all the CW shows. And I must say that I am addicted to them. Like, they're really, really good. The one that's most improved for me, well, the two that are really stand out this season that I've really enjoyed is Supergirl. I mean, it's had some of the best episodes. One of my favorites is when they went back to Midville, where she grew up with her sister, because her sister had just broken up with Maggie Sawyer, and because she wants to have kids, and Maggie said no, never, so that wasn't gonna work out. But they were engaged, and they broke it off. And then last season, Supergirl and Mon-El. She had to send Mon-El into space because of lead poisoning, because the Daxamites invaded Earth, and that's when they brought back Cat Grant, which is amazing. And man, it's really clicked for me. But there were two. It was a backstory of when they were little girls and sisters, and it showed conflict between the two. And how they became friends eventually. And it was just spectacular. And then Legends of Tomorrow is just plain out fun. They had one when Ray was a kid, Ray Palmer. And I have always enjoyed Ray because he's just optimist. I mean, I think the world needs more optimism like Ray Palmer, like just the can-do attitude. Yeah, he does some stupid stuff, but I'm a little congested, so I apologize. I'll try to drink some more water so I'm not like clearing my throat constantly. So yeah, I finally made it, and I should be caught up soon. And then I started Crisis on Earth X this morning, and it was pretty freaking awesome. I really enjoyed it. So I'm gonna. It's four parts, and I know the order in which I have to watch them, so I'll get on that and let you know what I think of the crossover. I've enjoyed the crossovers. They had one earlier. I don't know if it was last season. Well, they've had several crossovers, but the last one that I saw was Flash and Supergirl musical crossover, but it had Arrow characters in it too. It was really interesting. So, the other thing that I wanted to talk about is I only received one question. Well, it's a really all-time low, but I'm gonna answer it. So, it's from Kirk Spencer, big Sergeant Rock fan. And he asked the question, does the lack of recognition for Atari Force in our hobby concern you? No, absolutely not. I could care less if people join our secret circle. It's almost better that there's a secret circle of Atari Force fans than to have everybody find it. Just let it just be like this cult favorite. And I think it'll be like Micronauts. Like Micronauts was a favorite of Marvel, but it didn't like garner a lot of respect when it went to IDW. And the same with ROM, the Space Knight. ROM was really big at Marvel, did really good. Came over to IDW, not so good. So Atari Force is going to Dynamite. And they've already released the mini comics, and the next release will be, I believe, a comic book is what they're saying. So, And now that they're in the front half of previews because DC's moving out, who knows? Maybe Atari Force will do okay, at least for Dynamite numbers. And it'd be awesome if they had like a variant every now and then with a Garcia Lopez cover. How would that be? That'd be awesome. I mean, there's like a lot of artists that I really enjoy to see a Garcia Lopez do a cover or maybe do like a couple of variants, at least for the first few. That'd be spectacular. And then he said, how awesome is Sergeant Rock? Oh, I love Sergeant Rock. I wish we could have something. Like there was a somebody retweeted, I don't remember if it was you, Kirk, or if it was somebody else, but it was a picture of Jeff Johns and the shirt he was wearing was Sergeant Rock. So maybe there is hope. Why would he be wearing a Sergeant Rock shirt? Maybe there's hope that we'll get something from Sergeant Rock and it won't be just 8 pages in a winter comic. And I hope if they do it, they don't modernize it like they tried with Men of War and then they had brought Sergeant Rock back in Suicide Squad, like I think it was Volume 4, where he was an old man. Him and Bulldozer were in the Keith Giffen version of Suicide Squad. So I don't want that. I want like World War II type action. And I'm thinking of a commission that I want to get, like that just has my favorite war heroes. Like I was thinking like Sergeant Rock, Gravedigger, maybe one of the losers, not all of them. Really, I'd want the tank, but that'll cost a lot of money. Like, if you drew the tank and then the GI Combat guys in it, but and then people have trouble drawing horses. So General Stewart. I would love to have like just this big commission with all the, key war people. Like, if I could fit Enemy Ace in there, and Unknown Soldiers for sure. So if I had to pick four characters, I would probably pick Unknown Soldier, Sergeant Rock, one of the losers, probably Captain Storm, and Enemy Ace, just because I don't know much about him, but he looks cool. 'Cause I really can't do GI Combat because you'd have to get the tank. You'd have to get the tank. And if I could get the, you know what would be an awesome cover? I mean, if you remember GI Joe number one, and if you replaced GI Joe number one with the Haunted Tank and all of the characters I just mentioned hanging off of the tank, that would be so sweet. And then you got Sarge and Gunner, and oh man, it'd be awesome. Someday, I mean that. I've been thinking of a couple commissions I want. One is like a war commission. And it's with the various war heroes, but I might just do Sergeant Rock and Easy Company. I've been thinking of doing that in Sergeant Fury and the Howling Commandos cover, except it's their cover, but with the DC heroes on it. So, and then I was thinking of doing something. I mean, there's a couple of commissions that I've drum up, and I would like to pursue them at some point. Maybe with Zach, who just did my Atari Force. So it all comes back to Atari Force. So thank you for the question. Keeps this podcast going, and Travis said he just listened to Weekly Reads and he thinks I would love the new Rough Riders. I've read the Rough Riders. but I haven't gone past issue 2, I think. And it's pretty cool, especially 'cause of Houdini and the characters that they've joined up, Roosevelt and the boxer guy. And it's very much like reminds me of League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, but in a different era. So yeah, I like it. I just haven't been able to get. I'm really behind in Aftershock. I need to get up to speed in some Aftershock. I was even telling Bill, like, we cover stuff on Geek Brunch, and I was, man, we haven't covered Aftershock in a long, long time. And it's weird because I'm all in on Aftershock. Who knows how much I don't. I mean, the last one that I got caught up with, I think, was Insects, which is Marguerite Bennett. I think that's her. She's also doing the Animosity, and I have read some of that, but then kind of dropped off because I started losing interest. And I'm a mood reader, so I have to be in the mood. So, last episode I talked a lot about Shadow Man. Since then I finished getting caught up. Well, almost I'm one issue behind on Quantum and Woody, which I think it could be my second favorite volume next to the original one that was in Acclaim. And I like the tone of it. It's not like totally ridiculous. It has the funny moments, but it has like a seriousness to it that I was missing with Quantum and Woody. And I think it has to balance on both. So I was really happy with what I read with Quantum and Woody. So that was the Valiant Love, and then some recent purchases. Today I was at the shop, and sometimes the two guys that are working there on a Wednesday, it's not Ed, but it's the other two, they're helping him sort books. Like he's got a huge back issue collection, and they keep sorting stuff. And I like when they're doing it because Mike that works there, he has this like thing where he like pulls out all the A's and just puts them in piles by title, and then he sorts them alphanumeric. And when he has them sprawled off all across the tables and stuff, I could see them. And I occasionally run across stuff that I didn't buy before, or I don't even remember seeing. And one of them was New Avengers Transformers, and with Tyler Kirkham, and I decided to pick that up. Not because I like the Transformers, but I thought it would be interesting because I've always liked when like Marvel characters with Godzilla, or when Transformers were in the Marvel Universe and he showed up in number 8 or whatever it was of Transformers, even though I didn't care for the robots. You know who I do like though, as far as like robots or mech, it's Pacific Rim. I don't really care for the kaiju, but damn, those robots are badass, where they're controlled by the two pilots or sometimes three pilots. I saw the new Pacific Rim and I really, really enjoyed it. The thing that was really different for me, and I really enjoyed the first one, that's why I went to the second one, is a lot of it was filmed in daylight, whereas the first movie, the kaiju and the robots fought a lot, but they were fighting in the dark, and sometimes it was hard to see stuff, and this one was total light. So that was a recent procurement. And then I won a couple. This is the first time I've ever went to Comic Leak and bid on stuff, and I really was there to try to win the first appearance of Brainiac 5 and Bouncing Boy and Triplicate Girl and a couple others, and I failed to win that. And I was bidding on a Plastic Man, Golden Age. I always will pick up a Plastic Man or any of the quality characters if they're around. And I remember Rob Krieger, my co-host on the Retrocast, telling me he had gotten Amazing Adventures the Beast, and I was like, man, I really want that. Plus, I was trying to complete my Amazing Adventures. So I bid on that and I won a 751. That one I got at a good price because I didn't pay CGC value for it. In other words, I got a 7.5, and that's kind of I got actually under what Overstreet or around what Overstreet would pay for just a copy, not a one that's in CGC. So I never bid CGC values. I didn't expect to win it, and I did. The other one was a little overpriced. Probably over, in my opinion. It was an 8.5 Batman 195, the first appearance of Bag of Bones. Used to have a friend in when I was in middle school that was in recreation. We used to have summer recreation, and his name, we called him Benny Bag of Bones. So this is the Batman, really nice copy. And I don't usually buy CGC. I've bought a couple of, like the Ghost Rider one and Marvel Spotlight and the first Iron Fist, but then I break them open. So I am going to crack these bad boys. I took a picture of them while they were in their CGC, and this weekend when I have some more time, I am going to crack those bad boys open and put them with their brothers. And we'll go from there. And then the other thing I've already filed, but this was like a really ple well, I want to talk about Comic Link just a little bit more. I was really impressed with the shipping. There was only two. It came like in an envelope with them sealed with the invoice, and then it came with what like styrofoam peanuts, and it was in a nice big box. So I was really happy. The downside to it was I won it, and I paid an extra. There's a buyer's fee of 3%, so that was $6.36. And you could kind of guess what I paid by seeing that. But there was a sales, sorry, shipping and handling of $20, so it was a little higher than I'd like. But it was shipped very well. The website was pretty cool. I wish it was better, like, or more. Maybe there's a way to do it. I just didn't do it. Is to like make a watch list or do various things, and I don't like the way it sorted stuff, and it always seems to like cater to the A's, and then you have to jump around, and you have to have patience, or you have to know exactly what you're looking for. And me, I'd rather bruise and see if anything strikes my fancy, but I don't want to be biased alphabetically. In other words, the things I bid on were A's and B's, and there's much other stuff that I'd like to bid on. So it was a pleasant experience. Would I go there again? Yes. Would I bid high prices? No. I'd probably look at like what I ended up doing was kind of looking at mycomicshop.com and say, hey, there's this, and I won't pay more than this, because I'll go there first. I'll go to mycomicshop.com, will be my first choice, and I'll also check eBay, because I've only been burned on eBay a couple of times. Other than that, it's been pretty good. So that was a win. And then the other pleasant experiences. I follow. I don't know. I wouldn't call him a friend, but he's a Twitter friend. And I don't think I've ever talked to him other than through IMs. I would love to have him on Mike M's Weekly Reads, just because. Not Mike M's, but the Mike M's Collector's Corner, because he's a fascinating character. And that's Aaron Myers. And we're not related. He spells his name wrong. He doesn't spell it like me. But I would love to have him on because he's like, he buys a lot of collections. And the thing that's interesting about him is he's always getting really, really good deals. And this latest collection he got is amazing. He's usually bruising around a lot of hot books and stuff like a speculator would. He puts that stuff up for sale and he funds his hobby, at least this is what he tells me. And I sort of believe it, but I would like to talk to him more about it. He funds his hobby by selling his com selling comics he has duplicates of. And if you follow him on Twitter at Aaron Myers, you will see, like, he'll say, bought this for $1, bought this for $3, and then he'll say, like, I bought this huge collection and this is what's in it. Well, these came from that huge collection that he had duplicates of. So I knew I had one Amazing Fantasy, the first Beast, Amazing Fantasy 11. Amazing Adventures, sorry. Amazing Adventures number 11. And I want Batman 195. I knew and then I put it into my database and I knew that I needed a few more blue beasts or hairy beasts to fill the beast part of Amazing Adventures. And on Facebook, I encourage you to do this. Because it was such a pleasant experience, way, 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 way better than eBay, and I had instant gratification. He has a Facebook page called let me make sure I get it right. AM Comic Sales, Aaron Myers Comic Sales. It's just AM though. And if you go there, sometimes he'll have videos of his hand just going through the books he's selling. And I watched the video and I saw that he had the Amazing Adventures of some of the beasts that was missing. So I picked up four for him, really good prices. At least I was really satisfied with the condition and the prices I paid. And also, see, he put more stuff up there. Some Amazing Spider-Man. And, yeah. Like, he has right now, like, the Power of the Warlock. I don't know if he sold this yet, but 1 through 15 for $275. So, if you're into Warlock. Right now he's selling a lot of Spider-Man, and some of it's graded. But wait, I think he's very, very fair in his prices. Like you could get a complete run from him of Shogun Warriors for 35. I already have it, or else I would have got it. So, yeah, it was a really awesome experience because I saw the video and I was like, okay, there's Amazing Adventures, and I could complete my beast run within that title. And then as he was going through the video, I was like, wow, he has the two Iron Fists that I need to complete my Iron Fist Volume 1 run. And I had already bought the expensive ones. I had one in 15, and then Sabretooth, which was 14 or 13. I can't remember what number that is. 15 is like the X-Men. So I needed 7 and 11. And I got those for a really good price. And my shop had them, but that's when they had. He had bought a collection. And I think I've talked about this. He had bought a collection. And so many good books in that thing. But the cops found out that the son I think it was the son-in-law or the stepson. It was either the son-in-law or the stepson was, as he was in the hospital, this man was in the hospital, was selling off his collection. And the daughter found out about it, so they went to the store and they actually confiscated the collection. And I had already bought, they didn't confiscate what was already sold, but what he didn't sell from that collection. And it was, I missed completing my run of Iron Fist at that time, because I already had him in my box, but they pulled him out and gave him back to the daughter, and I never got to buy them. So now I was able to complete my run from Aaron, get really good price on six books. I bought four Amazing Adventures to complete my Beast run, and two Iron Fists, 7 and 11, to complete my Iron Fist collection. So it worked out really, really well. Was very happy. Also, I was really happy with the way he shipped it. He took a lot of care in it, and this is how fast the transaction took place. I saw the video. I was like, "Huh, I wonder if he's got those." I just IM'd in the Facebook window with of the video. I said, "I'm interested in Amazing Adventures. I can't remember what it was. 12, 13, 14, and 17. I think those were the numbers." And then I said, "I'm also interested in Iron Fist 7 and 11. Can you make those available to me?" And he said, "Yes." And I was like, "Okay, how does this all work?" And then he sent me his account and PayPal. And I sent over the money. And then he sent me a picture of him box, already packaging him and sending. He said, "And they're going out today." He says, "I'm actually going to drive to the mail and ship it today." So he wrapped it as I purchased it, took a picture of the product where he had Do Not Bend and all the specialty labels on it, and Fragile and everything, and then shipped it out, and I got it within like 3 days. One of the most pleasant experiences, way better than eBay. So if you want some back issues and you think you might have something, you should go to his Facebook page, AM Comic Sales. Follow that page, and if you see something come up, and comment on it, and you get something, and I think you'll be really happy, because I was very, very happy. Everything exceeded my expectations with that purchase. So I think that is everything I have. I'll check the Twitter again to see if I have any more questions. And from there, I do not, so I think I'm going to wrap it up, and I'll append the comics read later on, maybe Friday, and then release this out. And I was always intended to do 2 a week, and I've been barely getting one out. So I would like to pick up the pace if I can, just so I can catch up on the weekly reads. I'm over a year behind. Well, not over it. I'm almost to lap myself if I don't watch it. So I'd like to get caught up at some point. So I might start bundling like the reads, like 2 weeks worth in one episode, just so I can start knocking out more. So bear with me. And also an edit to the last episode. I was telling people to go check out Comic Talk, and I missed a word. So check out Martin Ferretti's Comic Talk Today podcast. That's what you would go into iTunes or any kind of search engine, and type in that and you'll get the right podcast, because there's a faded podcast called Comic Talk, and you don't want that one. You want Comic Talk Today. So give it a listen, and I think you'll like it. And the other thing that's like it, if you're like me, I prefer more frequent stuff. The downside is it takes away from something else, but I'm not going to tell you what it took away from. But the nice thing is it's more frequent. So if I get 3 or 4 episodes of Comic Talk Today a week, that's almost like 4 hours of entertainment. And the more frequency is like if you read Avengers, and it's weekly. I've been loving their weekly shipment. The thing about it is, if something's really good and it's weekly, it keeps the momentum. It keeps it going. Like the latest Avengers has me so excited. It's no surrender. I didn't order Quicksilver No Surrender, and after reading 10 issues of Avengers No Surrender, I went to DCBS and I added it to my order, and I look forward to it. I think it's by the same guy that's writing Black Bolt is going to be doing Quicksilver No Surrender, and I like the way he was done in the early issues of No Surrender, because he was still... He's very much like Namor, and he's impulsive. He needs to get things done right away. He's impatient. He's arrogant. And I look forward to seeing that again in No Surrender. And then on a side note, something that really surprised me that I thought I would love. Okay, so Avengers is written by Zub, Ewing, I believe, and Wade. And what I've found over, at least lately, I haven't been enjoying Mark Wade. Like when he was on Avengers by himself, it was okay. It wasn't my favorite. And I was like, maybe I'm liking Avengers because of the other two guys. You know, Zub and Ewing. And I think that's the case, because I don't really care for Champions. I actually stopped it. And then when they had the crossover with Avengers right before No Surrender, it was good, but I preferred the Avengers issues a little more than the Champions, even though Wade was involved in both. And then I was like, well, I wonder... You know, Wade hasn't been hitting me like he used to hit me back in the day. So let me go check out Captain America. So I get the renumbered where it took over from the previous volume. And this is the second time they've done it. Second or third time they've renumbered Captain America into the original volume 1 numbering. And I read it. And it's not bad, but here's what I didn't like about it. Okay, so issue 1 got me into the story. It's like, okay, let's reestablish Cap and what he means to America and how he could go on this road tour and just find himself again. So I was on board with the first issue. The second issue was more of that. He goes to an... Well, the first issue, he goes to a town and there's terrorists there, coincidentally. And they were celebrating Captain America Day. And he thwarts them with the help of the community. The community is like, you guys are all heroes. We're all heroes. It was a good morale issue. Trying to change the thing where he was part of the Red Skulls and... he was Hail Hydra Cap. And I like that. I like change. I like when they play with stuff, because it makes storylines different. Well, this was going back to the status quo. Yeah, it was good. And then the second issue, it kind of had the swordsman with Cap, a new swordsman, obviously. And again, he was in a town and he was trying to get food. He was hungry. So he stops at a place and he says, "Hey, I will do the dishes if you cook me, if, you know, let me do a meal," you know, because he was hungry. And the guy says, "I know who you are. You're Steve Rogers. The meal's on me." And Cap says, "No, I have to work." And the guy says, "I can't have you work in my restaurant." He says, but Cap says, "Well, will you at least me go back there and do one dish so I'll feel like I did something for this meal?" And the guy says, "Okay, you could go back there and do one dish, but that's all I'll let you do." So he gets his meal, and then during this whole time, the swordsman comes and he says he's going to do an act of terrorism. He's going to destroy a dam, which is going to run water and destroy a lot of the town, and Cap has to save the day. So that was good. The third issue was it Kraven? Yeah, it was a Kraven issue. And then it went off the rails to me because I don't think Wade is good as doing this alternate timeline stuff where the same terrorist group that was in the first issue actually froze Cap. And then when they unfreeze him, it's a future dystopian world where they're in charge. They've nukes went off. They own like part of this town. Everybody's living in squalor. And then he's in a post-apocalyptic. It was very similar to Rick Remender when he went to Dimension X or wherever it was by Aaron Zola. Except that was way better because Cap had a kid and he was in this post-apocalyptic world where it was just so similar to something I just read not too long ago. Even though it seemed like a long time ago, maybe it wasn't long ago for me. So I was like, you know what? This is just weird. All the heroes are dead. Thing and Hulk are the only ones alive. And Hulk is... He was when he turned into the Hulk, this new terrorist guy was controlling him. But Cap got him to switch to Banner. And he became himself and got control of himself again. And then Thing was in like the basement of this castle turning this thing so he could generate power for this one city because there was no power anywhere where these terrorists were at and only the rich were allowed to be there. And Cap got there and he's like, "What's going on? Why are you helping these awful people?" And he said he wasn't... help, he says, "Everybody's dead. I'm helping the poor." And he says, "No, you're not." And he told him the reality. So Thing was now with Cap to overthrow this guy. And at the end of that issue, they overthrew him. But he's still in this post-apocalyptic world. So it didn't work for me that well. I don't know. It just didn't feel right. So I was a little disappointed in getting caught up in Cap. And then I was starting to read the Infinity Countdown, Adam Warlock. Okay, I said, I'm going to jump to some more Marvel. Because I can read Marvel at night. Because what I do with my Marvel comics is before I inventory them, I put them in alphabetical order. And then I load all the codes digitally. So I have an option. I can read it digitally in the middle of the night. Or I can read it paper. Like, if it's any time during the day, I'll prefer paper. And if I didn't mind turning the light on or had a more convenient light that wouldn't wake up my wife, I would rather read paper. But I read a lot of these digitally because in the middle of the night, I'm a restless sleeper. And sometimes I could read one or two comics and it gets me to go back to sleep. So I was reading Infinity Countdown. And the first one was the Adam Warlock. And I was like, you know what? It felt good. And it felt like putting on a glove again. Because I had just started reading on Marvel Unlimited Warlock and the Infinity Watch. So I'm like, oh, this feels great. And it had Allard's art, and it really worked for me. Like, it just clicked in with me on so many levels artistically. And I really enjoyed it because it was a really good recap of Adam Warlock, and it led into the event where Kang, who I'm a big fan of Kang, like I love when he fights the Avengers, but he comes, and even Kang's son was like in Young Avengers, I believe. He was in one of those things, but Kang's like, hey, we gotta get these, you gotta get the soul gem back. I need the time gem. I need your help. And that's how that kind of ends. They said, okay, we're gonna go get the. And Wolverine has one of the gems. And then the other issue kind of introduces you to the characters that have it. The really odd one is Turk. He has the mind gem. There's a Skrull that has one of the gems. Drax has another. Who's the Magus? The anti-warlock has a gem. I'm trying to think of who else has one. Oh, Captain Marvel, the female. There is a brilliant panel. I love it so much. In Infinity Countdown Prime, the art in there was spectacular, and it shows like, okay, she's got one of those gems, a reality gem, I believe it is, but she's got the gem, and it shows different incarnations across the multiverse of Captain Marvel. So it shows like somebody like Photon. It shows the original Captain Marvel that died of cancer. And then it shows a half-body glimpse of DC's Captain Marvel Jr. And I like, oh fuck, that's awesome. I just thought that was really cool. But it did a, that the primer did a really good job of just setting things up, saying this is what's going on. And then I read the latest one, which was Infinity Countdown number one, which those other two are kind of primers. And it wasn't as good as the first two, in my opinion. The art by Cooter, he did some Action Comics. He's been doing a lot of work lately. It wasn't as good. His art has always been like, it's good, I like it, but it's not like I love it like I did in the first two. And the storyline continued from Guardians of the Galaxy, which I'm not caught up on. And so it didn't seem like a glove fitting in. It just seemed like another issue of Guardians of the Galaxy. Like it was a Guardians of the Galaxy planned, and they just said, "Hey, you know what? I think we could get better sales if we slap a new title on it, because we know we're going to have an Infinity War coming up, and this is the countdown to that war." And if we slap on another cover, it'll sell better than the Guardians of the Galaxy. But it had an interesting thing in there. It had the Gardener, so when you have like the Avengers and stuff are playing with the elders, and I love that. The Gardener was in this one. He was in the Guardians of the Galaxy before, because he was messing with Groot. And they have an interesting thing happen to Groot, and I didn't think it would happen, but he seems to be talking now. So he's not just saying I am Groot, because the Gardener gave him that ability. He was a bad guy, but he came to his senses and gave Groot he was little baby Groot, and he gave him his full size and his ability to talk. And like Gamora is still trapped in one of the gems, like part of the soul gem. So she wants to go get the gem. So yeah, there's a lot of interesting things happening in the Marvel U. And I'm enjoying getting caught up in them. And the other thing I was reading, I can't believe I've taken all this fucking time, that that didn't click for me. I was like, this is going to be good because I'm enjoying Titans so much. And it's the same writer. So I never read Titans Hunt. I had them in a box. I immediately, like, when Rebirth came, I knew I was going to do a Rebirth podcast. So I just started right in with Rebirth and I just started reading everything. Boom, 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 boom. On time, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't catch up on all the stuff that I let pass. So I finished Bizarro, which was like a comic look of Bizarro touring with Jimmy Olsen. That was fun. It was like the art was like something out of Mad Magazine, and it was hilarious. And it had I think her name was Chrissy Hex, which was a great, great, great granddaughter of Jonah Hex. And it had other characters like Zatanna, and there was a lot of other ones. It was really entertaining. So I got caught up on that, and then I said the next one I'm gonna do for DC is Titans Hunt. And I thought, well, this will tell me like everything that led up to the rebirth with Wally breaking through. And I was like, well, they're gonna set something up, and it's just been so slow paced. Like I'm on issue 4, and I'm kind of struggling. The interesting thing though is they did throw in well, Lilith is in the current Titans. She was there, and they threw in Narc, who's like Cave Boy, and he's real obscure from like the 70s. And they throw in Mal, Harold. So and Bumblebee. So and they're in the current series, so I was happy to see that. But I've rambled and I'll be back like I said on Friday, wrap this up and then release this one probably over the weekend. So thank you for the questions and we'll see you soon with the weekly reads. And I think that is it. So I'll be back in a minute. I'll be back in a couple days, but to you it'll be like a couple seconds. So I'll talk to you later. Thanks for listening. Hello and welcome back to Mike M's Weekly Reads. It's Friday, and I told you I would put together this episode once I had time to go over the weekly reads. Had a kind of a crappy way to end a week. I got home sort of late from work, and I couldn't get something to work. I have the front part of it working, but the back end, I have some kind of memory leak, and it's driving me crazy. So I'm not totally focused. I haven't decompressed. I'll have to tackle that problem on Monday and see how it goes from there. But it was bugging me. And I usually don't like to leave a Friday, but I had spent an hour and a half trying to get it to work. And that was enough without success. So here I am. On a Friday, I came home. I asked Bill if we were gonna record a Geek Brunch this weekend, and he said, "Yeah, I wouldn't if I was him, 'cause C2E2's there, and I know he was meeting up with Nick and Ronnie, and I would go to the con on Sunday if I was there. But I bet he feels he could tackle everything on Friday and Saturday." So he said to find Crossed. This made me a little depressed. It's the one that was the web series. It's Wish You Were Here, 'cause he said we'd cover issue 2 or 3, and I don't remember which one, but I kind of knew where they were. Well, that bedroom with Trades has become so obnoxious. Like, I can't even walk in there. There's trades from the floor to the ceiling. And I had to like move a path out just to get to these four volumes of The Crossed because I knew where they were on the shelf. And I really need to get the desk and this drawer out of there so I could put more bookshelves up. That's what I really need to do, is I need like at least I need a ton of bookshelves. And then I think I'll be okay and get them all on the shelves. I bought these trade boxes that are really nice. They're like comic book boxes, but they're for trades. But god damn, they get heavy. Like I put all Epic collections in these boxes, and you put them so the binder, so you can read it like a bookshelf. You put them so you could see the side of the book. Not the front of it, but the side. So you could see what volume it is and the name of it. And man, those Epic collections are heavy. Holy crap. I'm gonna have to start dollying stuff around. But anyway, what was I gonna do? Oh, I was gonna go over the books. So let's do this. I don't know what happened during this week, but it was May 15th through May 21st, and it had to be something going on. Like I wasn't at work or something happened because I read a shit ton of books, at least more than average. I had a 54 total, 46 DC and 8 Marvel. And five, I love it. Four, I really like it. Three, I like it. Two, did not like it. One is hated it. And this is from May 15th through May 21st of 2017. So let's start at the bottom. We had Supergirl number 9. Contraption sends Supergirl and Batgirl to the Phantom Zone, and it stars Magog. I must have hated it. I mean, not hated it, but not liked it. Gave that one a really bad score, 2 out of 5. We get to the 3 out of 5s. We have Trinity number 8. We deal with Superman trying to tell Batman and Wonder Woman that someone is pulling the strings, and that was Mr. Oz. So you can see how long that thread's been going on. We have All-Star Batman number 9. It's a story arc, comes to a conclusion as the villain behind the Blackhawks and all of the issues was Ra's at Al Ghul, so he was the main villain. After this arc, things kicked up for me in All-Star Batman. We got Teen Titans Go number 21. They try to find a place to live after Beast Boy destroys the tower, and they go after the Fearsome Five location. That's the kids line. Teen Titans Go number 21. That's a 3 out of 5. We had Teen Titans number 7. Aqualad saves Robin from King Shark, and Aqualad joins the team. And this is the Aqualad that was in the Young Justice cartoon. This isn't Garth. This is I can't remember his name. We have Lost Boys number 6. We have to go into the retirement home to defeat the remaining vampires. Sam becomes official vampire hunters with the Frog Brothers. So then we jump into the 4 out of 5s. We have Secret Empire Free Comic Book Day number 1. And this is defeats Avengers, grabs Thor's hammer, new material, Spectacular Spider-Man story with the Vulture, and a new female Trapster. So it was like a flip book, if I remember correctly. Interesting that I wrote a clause like this: defeats Avengers and grabs Thor's hammer. Who did it? Secret Empire was Cap, but I don't remember him grabbing Thor's hammer. Titans number 11. We have Deathstroke captures Wally to bring back his son. Captures Kid Flash as a contingency as Titan goes after Hive to try to get Bumblebee's memory back. That was a good story arc. Daredevil 1 through 5. He takes down Ten Finger. This is the Charles Soule volume. takes down Ten Fingers, who is in a religious cult leader in Chinatown. He has a new sidekick called Blind Spot. Ten Fingers stole from the Hand, and that's the Hand was after him. We have Birds of Prey 9 through 10. Black Canary is undercover in the Roulette Fight Club. She is not... I made a note. She's not drawn correctly. I might have meant Roulette. Blackbird is stealing her students' powers. Birds of Prey help defeat Blackbird with Nightwing and Green Arrow's help. We have Detective Comics 954 through 956. They defeat the League of Shadows. Orphan fights her mom to a standstill. Lady Shiva is killed by Ra's al Ghul. That's how it ended, on a cliffhanger. Secret Empire number 0. Pleasant Hill villains attack New York and fight the Defenders. Defenders win with the help of the Uncanny Avengers. S.H.I.E.L.D. is over Earth as Alpha Flight and Ultimates take the Chitauri in space. Those are the ones from the movie. S.H.I.E.L.D. gets a presidential order. Cap takes over S.H.I.E.L.D. and heads to the White House as he portrays Sharon Carter. We have Batman Beyond number 7. Terry does not answer the bat signal. Finally does to help Commissioner Gordon. And that's Barbara Gordon, by the way, in Batman Beyond. We have the League of Assassins attacking Ra's al Ghul. The costume that Batman Beyond is wearing is dangerous, like it could burn him out. We have Wonder Woman 22. This is year 1. Wonder Woman's auctioned off for a date. Bruce and Luther are bidding. Veronica Kale wins, and she tries to uncover more information about Thermascara. We have Titans number 10, the conclusion to the Fearsome Five, as Bumblebee destroys their business at the cost of her memories as memories of her child and Mal, because they have a kid. So she doesn't remember who she is. Really good art on this one. So I enjoyed Titans number 10, Batgirl number 10. Ethan breaks up with Batgirl with an intern. Ethan tries to please his father, the Penguin, but does not. Ethan, now a costume villain called Black Sun. So remember that. Penguin's son is called Black Sun. Action Comics 979. This is a 4 out of 5, 2. Revenge Squad recruits Mongol. Henshaw becomes Cyborg Superman. Superman and Lois get a new place in Metropolis. We got Secret Empire number 1 as the top 4 out of 5. This is the last 4 out of 5. School's not now doing a pledge as the world morphs even more. They're doing a Hydra pledge. You know, like instead of Pledge Allegiance to the flag, it's a Pledge Allegiance to Hydra. Captain Marvel pleads for help in space as she can't return to Earth because they blocked everybody out that was in space. So that's Captain Marvel and Alpha Flight. Ra'shun provides information to the champions. More changes in history with Hydra leaders. Assassination of Rick Jones. Hydra invades California where the rebels are. Now we start the 5 out of 5s. We have All-Star Batman number 10, a new arc where Batman takes down Hush for the Genesis engine. Hush was bidding on it as Bruce Wayne. I really like this story. Like, this is like the pirate stuff. Bruce goes to Pirate Island only to become the target when they think he is Hush. Pirate is dead. It has a new backup with a new female villain, Princess Vic, as Bruce goes undercover as Knockout to take out a Russian gang. We then enter DK3, the Master Race number 8. The Kryptonians go after Wonder Woman's baby. Amazon's fight. Bruce comes back young after being exposed to the Lazarus Pit. And I think it was 7 where we thought he was dead, but he's dropped in the Lazarus Pit. We have Flash 22. Reverse Flash goes after the truth with Barry and Bruce trailing him. Something at the end kills Reverse Flash. Jay Garrick rescues Batman and Flash before getting sucked back into the Speed Force. This was part of the button. And then what happened is I bought these things digitally, even though I had them in print. because it was like some sale, like a wicked sale. It was like an Injustice sale, and I bought season one and season two again, Injustice Gods Among Us, year one and year two. Year two was a little lower than year one. It was 12 issues, an annual number one. Superman joins up with Sinestro. I'm going to read them in the order that it happened. So the one, year one was a 1 through 12, an annual number one. So it opens up with Joker with Scarecrow's gas kills Lois and an unborn child. Joker nukes Metropolis, killing millions. Batman with Joker in custody, but Superman kills Joker. He frees the country. Green Arrow hides Harley in the Arrow Cave. Death of Green Arrow in the Fortress of Solitude. You get the pill to enhance abilities. That was a really good scene where they killed Green Arrow. Like, he went and invaded the Fortress of Solitude to get this pill that Luthor was developing. Batman's back is broken. Harley versus Lobo, and Damian accidentally kills Dick Grayson. We have Injustice, Gods Among Us. Year 2, 1 through 12, annual number 1. Superman joins up with Sinestro. Lex is helping the Alliance. Guardians send Giles to Earth to bring Superman to Mogo. Sinestro kills Chip, John Stewart. Hal kills Guy. Superman drives Mogo into the sun. Death of Black Canary by Superman. Commissioner Gordon makes ultimate sacrifice to protect his daughter. He's dying of cancer. Superman sends soldiers to Gotham. Sinestro is manipulating Superman, Hal, and the others. So you can see why I love that. And if you haven't read it, you really, really should. So that's going to end this episode. Again, it was 54 total comics. The top of the stack was 2 years' worth of Injustice Gods Among Us. Flash 22, which is part of the button, DK3, an All-Star Batman 10. I want to thank you for listening, and please leave an iTunes review if you get a chance. I haven't had one since 2016. Can you believe that? Also, you can reach me at mike@comicbooknoise.com. You can on the Twitter at Mike Myers Brunch. Send questions at any time so I don't have to ask and I could just save them off. Facebook, you could go to Geek Brunch Podcast under this episode and leave questions there. If you're my Facebook friend, you could leave comments there and I will save them off. So there's lots of ways to get in touch with me. And we'll be back next week. So thank you for listening and have a good weekend.